Hi, this is Pastor Jared Pizarnski from Hold Fast Baptist Church in Fresno, California. I'm walking up this abandoned road in California, and it just got me to thinking about how powerful and how great God's creation is. You know, many times we think that as men, the things that we can build, you know, are so great and we don't need God. Then you look at this road that just hasn't been maintained, and you look at how God's creation in just a few years is just retaking, you know, anything that man has done. It also reminds me of God's judgment in Isaiah chapter 32, where the Bible says, "Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon the houses of joy in the joyous city." Talking about the city that is just going to be overgrown by God's creation as a judgment. "Because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be for dens forever, a joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit be poured out upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field." You know, this is talking about how God can judge man at any time, and He's way more powerful than anything we could ever build or construct or, you know, make ourselves as mankind. God can just take it back at any time, make it a forest, make it thorns, make it briars. We also should think about this, you know, when it comes to maintaining our Christian life. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, in verse number 13, it says, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." You need to maintain your Christian life so it doesn't look like this road. And that takes daily study of the Bible. That takes praying without ceasing. That takes, you know, a daily walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we look at how powerful God's creation is and how small and weak anything that we could build is, just think about that. God bless you. Have a good day.